alien, bruv. Believe it. When I landed in the wrong place, though, you get the wrong place.
Well, lads, you discovered a species hitherto unknown to science.
He kicked his head in.
Yo, check it.
More what?
Them things.
Lovely fireworks.
Mommy, it's alien invasion.
Of course it is.
I'm killing them straight. Let's get tooled up, blood.
Quite sweet, really, aren't they?
That looks triple the size. Right now, I feel like going home, locking my door, and playing FIFA.
What were those things?
I think I'm probably aliens.
What kind of alien would invade some council estate in South London?
I'm just looking for a fight.
Movie month. It is my fourth annual movie month. I'll watch 30 movies that I've never seen in 30 days.
It's 11 p.m. Tuesday night. What a long, long day I had. Woke up at, was it quarter to, just about 5 a.m. Ended up taking my parents to the airport. That all got straightened out. I think I mentioned it yesterday that I was supposed to be taking them at 4 in the morning, and then they ended up their flight getting canceled and rescheduled. It all worked out, but I still had to take them. I've been up really since about, 5 o'clock, which isn't too crazy. A lot easier than getting up at 4 o'clock. That 1 hour makes a huge difference, because I'll be up at 5 o'clock tomorrow, heading into Boston. But long day, tried to fill a whole day, worked, then had dinner, then took my dog for a walk, then I went for a little run myself, which I basically, barely fast jogging, fast walking, you could say. And I didn't start this movie till about 9 o'clock at night. Well, what movie, you might say? I'm sorry. Did I bury the lead? Oh, tonight, I saw the 2011 British action comedy, I guess you could say, Attack the Block. Attack the Block, written and directed by Joe Cornish, who is most known for probably writing the Ant-Man movie in 2015. That's what I, if by name, that's the guy I know the most. Now, what is this movie about? Well, I got to tell you, it was not exactly what I thought it was. I must have seen a trailer for this before, but my whole thinking was it was a group of kids who were fighting off aliens, and in England. And that is essentially what it was. But these were like teenagers. They weren't like, I was thinking young teenagers. I guess they were about the same age, maybe a little older than what I thought. And it wasn't like this, merry band of kids who banded together to save the world. These dudes were punks and hooligans and like anti-heroes. And then you grow to see their situation, and then you grow to like them and root for them, and they get you to root for them. And it was very cool to see some of these actors that I know now in this movie. Most notably, well, I'll start with the not most notably one for me. Oh my God, what's the guy's name? I'll tell you that in a second. His name is Franz Drame, or Dreme. And he played the guy Dennis with the sword. I thought he was the number two. This movie's 5, 6, 7 years old. If I cancel it, if I spoil it, I don't care. But right now he's on CW show, of course, that I watch, because what man my age doesn't watch CW? He watches Legends of Tomorrow. And I didn't know this guy was British and in this movie till about last year. I've been watching Legends of Tomorrow for a couple of years now. And every so often I hear the way he talks, and I wonder, oh, it's because he's suppressing the British accent. Oh, excuse me. Though this past season he did get to pretend to be British, and he pulled it off quite well considering he is British. But most notably, this movie stars John Boyega. John Boyega, who works pretty good with a sword. If you don't know, that's Finn from Star Wars Force Awakens and all the new Star Wars movies. The man's a superstar now. Very well-unknown kid then. Let's see. He was born in 92. This took place in 2011. So he was 19. He said he was 15 in the movie. But, you know, so he was a young fella. And a couple of other young guys are unknown. It was a group of British gang hooligans who they mug a girl who ends up being their neighbor, who ends up working with them and helping each other later on. And, you know, just out of nowhere, an alien crashes on the ground and it smashes into a car. And one of the hooligans' first thought is, oh, maybe we could steal stuff out of that car. That's what they're thinking. They thought it was fireworks. So they went in and tried to steal something out of the car. This one alien grabs him and scratches the guy. So he's like, I'm going to kill him. He's still thinking, these guys aren't good kids. I don't like these kids. And, oh my God, it's so late. He chases after that other alien, ends up killing it pretty easily. And they just drag it around and go, look at the alien we found. End up wanting to hide it up at a drug dealer's house. And they're like, we're going to be rich. And really what happened was, after killing the alien, they explain this later in the movie, he ended up getting like pheromones or some kind of, you know, scent of the alien on him. And all these other aliens, the real scary aliens, come down to get him, basically. You don't know that at first. It comes in out later that they're really just trying to get him. But in the end, he saves the day. Oh my God, I'm tired. The alien creatures were like, I don't know. It sounds weird to say they looked very British, but they just had that, like, I don't know if it was like Red Dwarf, Doctor Who, British, like, kind of cartoonish monster feel to them. I don't know. I don't even know if I'm correct in my theory that these are like a very, like, an homage to British style monsters. I don't know. It just felt that way. It was a little silly, but scary. They were like these bear-like creatures who walked on like apes. Oh my God! Like, walked like apes on all four, but they had these big, giant blue, almost like, I don't know if it was CGI mouths or not. I couldn't tell. So they were pretty cool. The movie, I understand why people like it. I mean, it was a lot of fun. But I mean, kids die. It's a lot of blood, a lot of swearing. It is not the type of, it's much harsher than I thought it was. I wasn't expecting this level of harshness. But what can I say? Oh my God, it's so late. I'm wandering on my back deck. Even with the harshness, believe me, I love a good harsh movie. It's just not what I expected. Still very enjoyable. Really liked it. And I recommend it. I recommend this movie if you haven't seen it. You can watch it for free on Crackle. That I don't recommend. So let me talk about that really quick. So I saw yesterday that it was available on Crackle. And I've never watched anything on Crackle. I watched about 5 minutes of Sports Jeopardy once. Thank you very much. And I think I put on Ghostbusters once because it was there. But, you know, I have Crackle on my Roku. It's sitting right there. I'm like, okay. I went through the other day to see if there's any movies there, and I couldn't believe it. Attack the Block was there. I've had this, like, Roku has this kind of service where you can select a movie and say, I want to add this movie to my list, keep an eye on this movie, so that I can check it every so often and see where it's streaming. And every time I see it, it's like, you can rent it here, you can rent it there, you can rent it here. I was hoping to see if it was on Hulu or Netflix or Amazon Prime, something that I could watch without paying extra. And it never showed up. Apparently, Roku does not use Crackle or does not scan Crackle, because it was there and it's there tonight. So I started watching it. And now the thing about Crackle is it's completely free. There is no paid version. It's just free. But you have to deal with commercials. So many friggin' commercials. Like, every 5 minutes, you'd get 5 minutes of commercials. The movie's an hour and a half. I think it would have added 45 minutes to the movie had I stuck with the commercials. I made about 28 minutes into this movie. And first, it wasn't like, the stream wasn't all great. The quality wasn't that great. Screw this. I went right over to Google. I rented the movie and I watched the last hour. I paid for half the movie, basically. Watched half of it for free on Crackle. Never again will I attempt to watch a movie on Crackle. They have a show on there. They have a Snatch the movie. They made a TV show about it. I might watch that because that seems to be more, if a TV show is created by them, it might, you know, be sectioned correctly for commercials where they logically are fit. In this movie, you know, in Crackle movies, these free movies, the commercials, I believe I counted 10 segments of commercials, and these commercials were like 4 minutes long each. This is ridiculous. But I can't complain to Crackle because they're giving it to you for free. Hey, man, you want to watch it for free? This is how you're going to do it. But I can't complain that it wasn't enjoyable and it's not going to make me go back to Crackle to watch a movie anytime soon, if ever again. So if you're going to watch this, just it was $2.99. I didn't pay the HD. I never pay for HD on my Roku. It looks like HD to me. I can't tell the difference. I paid $2.99. I had $1.30 in credit, so I paid like, I don't know, $1.25. Whatever. It was worth it. It was worth it just to get away from those friggin' commercials. But the movie was great. A lot of fun. There was like moments where you're like just the style of the movie. There's like these really slow motion shots. It was very dark. But then, like, moments where it was very, very bright, and you couldn't see. Either way, you couldn't see. You were, like, worried. It was good. You had good jumps. I jumped a few times. I screamed a few times. And they're very, very British. I mean, like I guess it's South London or East London where it's very much like this. And they say with, you know, they use the F sound for THs. And believe me, I think that accent is, like, I like that accent, that sound, but it's sometimes it's hard to understand. Because they talk so fast and they have so much slang. There was something else I was going to say. Oh, and I think, if I'm wrong, like, Attack the Block. So the block, I thought, meant like the neighborhood. But I think the block is just the building they live in. I believe that's what that is. So there's a big high rise, and they all live in that high rise. And at the top of the high rise is this drug dealer who lives up there. And Nick Frost is part of that crew. Nick Frost, you may know from... Oh, I'm so tired. You may know from Shaun of the Dead or Hot Fuzz, those movies. And he was good comic relief. There was a lot of, like, funny moments. And a lot of... I don't know, it was just a really good movie that wasn't exactly what I expected and surprised me. And that's all I can say. Day 20. Can we believe it? I have 10 movies left. That's it. I am two-thirds of the way done movie month. And, like, I cannot believe how... It feels like it's flying by this month. Maybe because I've only seen one movie in the theater. But it's I got 10 more days. So in these 10 days, a lot's happening. You know, my wife's finishing up school, so she's going to be on summer vacation. At that time, I'm going to be traveling up to my in-laws for a few days. The last, you know, that's like the 28th, the 29th. I got to figure out how to do all this and watch movies up there. I did it last year. I can do it this year. The 30th, I'm coming back for a day. Do I watch the movie there? Do I watch it back here? Do I maybe go to the theater because I'll have no wife or no dog that night? I don't know. And then Saturday is July, and it's all over. And I go back to reading books and catching up on Netflix movies. But that's 11 more days from now. No, 10 more days from now. So I have a bunch of movies left to choose from. I'm excited. I'm pretty sure I already know what I'm going to be watching tomorrow. But that's for another day. Today is over, is in the books. And yes, I recommend you see Attack the Block. This is Geek Mentality. You can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality. You can find us on Facebook at Fans Not Experts. You can find the website at fansnotexperts.com. I defy anybody to go to that website. It's, you know, I used to do it on WordPress where I had so much control and power, but that got expensive. I paid $30 for a year, and then they start charging me. They wanted to charge me $100. So what did I do? I moved the whole site over to Blogger. It is the templates aren't quite as good. I found some cool customized templates. I'm kind of happy with the way the site looks right now. It's not great, but it's okay. The functionality leaves less to be desired, but you know what? Blogger's free. I paid $10-$12 for the website address. Now I'm just rambling. Basically, I just want to say, hey, go check out fansnotexperts.com, you know? While you're there, buy a t-shirt. There's no t-shirts. Just go. I don't sell t-shirts, but you can just go buy a t-shirt and say, you know, I am just friggin' rambling right now. I'm done. Hashtag everywhere in the world is hashtag FNE movie month. I got to go inside right now. I got to make a picture. I got to get this put into the episode. I got to upload everything, and I only have 45 minutes to do it. So what else do I say except here is my theme song.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Because I'm kind of funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kind of handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.